Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 14, I'll read verses 16 through 18. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. One of the main jobs of the Holy Spirit is that of being our comforter. Now, this word comforter does not mean what most people think. It's not someone who talks with a soft, sweet voice and soothing words and help us into a state of tranquility. The word comforter does not mean one who sits and holds our hand and pats us on the head and tells us everything's going to be all right. The word comforter is not someone who brings chocolate or some type of food to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. The word comforter comes from the Greek word parakletos, or one who runs to our side to pick us up. It is a legal term. We definitely do not think of comfort in a lawyer. It's virtually the same word as advocate. This is what Jesus was while he was here on earth, 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1. When Jesus was leaving to go back to heaven, he knew he was facing Calvary and would be gone from the disciples. He tells us here in John chapter 14 that he's going to leave, but when he does, he's going to leave us a comforter. He's going to leave us someone in his place. Now, let me say that Jesus still is our advocate. He is advocating for us in heaven before the Father right now. But part of the legal team he left here was the Holy Spirit to take care of that running to our side, one who's going to run and pick us up as we fall. That is the Holy Spirit. That is his job as our comforter. In other words, Jesus did not stop being our advocate or comforter. He gave us an additional one. Notice what Jesus said in John 14. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Notice that the Holy Spirit and Jesus are God and they're co-equal. Now, I want to help you with this thought today. Number one, the Holy Spirit helps comforters have comfort. I want you to know that he is going to help those get the comfort they need so that they can comfort others, not just be selfish with it and get what they need. That's what 2 Corinthians 1:4 is all about. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any tribulation by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You see, we get comfort when we need it, but God promises an extra special dose of comfort, I guess, to when we get it so that we can use it to help someone else. there are times I can help those who hurt in the ministry. For instance, I visit sick people in the hospital. I help people when they get news of cancer. I'm at the bedside of folks as they pass from this life to the next. I'm with people during accidents and tragedies and heartaches and heartbreak. And there's times, honestly, I just don't know what to say. When you're at the bedside of someone who is dying and there's honestly nothing you can say that's going to make them feel any better. You know, I've sat beside the family as they dealt with a 16-year-old girl who committed suicide. I've sat beside a man dying of cancer, a woman dying of cancer, and trying to help their family. The Holy Spirit comforts me by giving me the strength and encouragement to keep going and to help other people. In the helping of other people, I begin to give comfort. But it is He, the Holy Spirit, who keeps me going so I can help everyone and keep everyone going. Recently, my dad had to have surgery done on a Sunday. He's an elderly man, and I arranged it to where I kind of flip-flopped my order of service. I taught Sunday school. I started the service. I preached. And then my assistant took care of the rest of the service while I drove to the hospital. My dad went into surgery later in the afternoon than they had planned. And then I came back and preached night church and got back in my truck and drove back down to the hospital to see him as he came out of surgery. I had people amazed that I would do that, but that's what the Comforter is. The Holy Spirit can teach us what to say to comfort others. That's what John 14:26 is all about. That's where it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I say unto you." As we go through problems ourselves, we learn how to save up bank, so to speak, knowledge and wisdom to help others. In a way, number three, Jesus had to leave to get more done for God. Jesus was a man and God filled with the Holy Spirit while he was here on earth. But Jesus was only one man filled with the Holy Spirit. There was only so much he could do to reach the entire world. Now, the Holy Spirit indwells the millions and millions and millions, and probably throughout the ages, billions of people who have been saved. Imagine how much more could be done if we would allow the Holy Spirit to work through us and be our comfort. I didn't say our companion to cry with. That's what Pentecost was all about. It was about people being filled with the Spirit. Just as we will get more done with more people in any church or any situation, the more people who are filled with the Holy Spirit can get more done for God. And lastly, there's nothing more comforting than seeing people be saved. Having people go from the pit of hell to the joys of heaven. You see, maybe the Holy Spirit is there to bring us comfort so we can see more people get saved. He comforts us so we can be healthy enough to help others get saved. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.